Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And want to thank those two gentlemen you just heard from, the one singing that song, and it was written by him also, Reed Allaman, longtime friend of mine who spends time between South Louisiana and Colorado these days. Two wonderful places, and thank you, Reed, for that great song you wrote. And also the voice of introduction, you might recognize that as the voice of Lynn Rollins, a play-by-play announcer for LSU baseball games on the SEC Plus Network. Check him out. All right, well, we got some field reporters coming up. We're going to be talking to Mike Gallo, talking about that Mission 22 trip. How it went this week. I had a trip with him that was wonderful. We brought our Team Pennsylvania guys. We'll explain that to you. Brendan Bayard's got your paddler's report. Ryan Lambert's going to tell us what's going on down near the tip of the boot. And especially for you Mississippi listeners with kids who like to fish, the Junior Jubilee Kids Fishing Rodeo. He is the executive director for the Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association, and they have put together an outstanding fishing competition for kids this summer, and we'll tell you all about it. At least Mickey will, coming up a little bit later on. Getting to our text messages, we got Jason and the crew over at Corey's Barbershop listening and checking in this morning. Good morning to you guys. Here's a report from 2795. Trout are on the shores and everywhere in Grand Isle. Yeah, that echoes Daryl Carpenter's report. We're hearing from another regular listener, Lafayette Yacker. He's going to miss Paddle Palooza for the first time. What a shame. Good luck to all the group down at Camp Butch. Camp Butch, I guess that's down where they fish down there for I don't know if they fish for Paddlepalooza there. Tell me what more about Camp Butch. But he also wants to wish a 100th happy birthday to his mom. What a great – and she listens to the show, he says. Well, happy birthday, Lafayette Yacker's mom, and congratulations on that century mark. And thank you for listening. All right, we also have this one says, good morning. Are you familiar with Dose of the Coast? I read an article in the paper about it, and it sounds like a great program for those in need of a day to kind of forget about their troubles. That's from Big E, listening to us down in Thibodaux. I'm very familiar with Dose of the Coast, Big E, through Ashley Ferguson, who is employed by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery, but she also does some volunteer work under the Donald Walker Foundation. They call it Dose of the Coast, and as the name implies, people who are experiencing some serious illnesses and their families, they make it possible for them to get out and spend a day on the water. And certainly that's a great dose of medicine to get out and enjoy some fishing. You know, it's kind of funny how fishing and hunting changes people's lives and in times of need, you know, with taking out veterans, taking out those who are handicapped, and also those who are in some tough situations and underprivileged. Fishing and hunting kind of make them forget all about that, at least for a short while, and get into it. And I'll tell you, there's no bigger reward than you'll see than the people who volunteer and participate in those activities. And there's a lot of them that goes on all across the coast. And you might want to check it out, Dose of the Coast. They got a great website, and maybe if you want to, you could volunteer. They always need volunteers. They need boat captains, but they're also looking for people who are in need of their services. And if you think that might be someone you know or possibly your family, there is a way to apply for it on their website. We did some TV shows with Ashley on Bayou Wild TV, so you might want to check back some of those episodes, and you can maybe catch a little bit more about what they do and who they are. All right, his name is Mike Gallo. He operates Angling Adventures of Louisiana. I, along with Team Pennsylvania, fish with him, and he also fished with the Mission 22 crew. We'll get his report, where he's headed today, and how you can put that to good use for your fishing opportunity. Back with Mike after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, that is our theme music for one Captain Mike Gallo. You, the audience, selected that. You know what? I need your help in selecting a theme song, some walk-up music for Blaine Salter, our freshwater fishing reporter. If you've got a good idea for a walk-up theme song, text it to me at 504-260-1870. Captain Mike's reports are brought to you by SeaTow. Free boat towing, fuel delivery, electrical jump starts wherever you need it. And get this now, it's service on every boat you own, rent, or even borrow. You'll be covered on your buddy's boat if you take it out. It's 100% coverage of tows from your home dock if you want to take it to a repair facility. And you can get signed up for this Peace of Mind membership at 504-301-4545. That's Captain Chris, 301-4545. Or if you prefer to do it online, it is simply seatow.com. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, I'm happy to tell you that Team Pennsylvania was very happy with the fishing trip we went on with them, and they had a big fish fry and even had enough fillets to pack on the plane. They're probably listening to us right now as they're headed to the airport to go back to Pennsylvania, and they vow to come back again next year.
Well, that's good news, Don. We always like to hear that our clients have a good time. And if they are listening, you know, fresh fried fish is good for breakfast, too.
Absolutely, it's good for breakfast. Well, Mike, the next day you went on the Mission 22 trip. You might want to explain what that was all about and how that trip went, because we had a great mixed catch of freshwater cats and some speckled trout, a redfish or two, and I think we caught three or four flounders on our boat, and then the other boat probably did just as well.
Yeah, that's been the normal catch this year so far, mainly speckled trout, but those other species as well. I tell you, Don, the guys from the North Shore Home Builders Association stepped up and got three boats this year. So we had three groups go out. We had the Home Builders Association had a boat. The guys from Abita Lumber also got a boat. And then two local home builders went in together on a boat. That's Kenny Adams and Donnie Jenkins. And their respective companies are Jenkins Homes and Integrity Builders. So those guys stepped up. We had, like I said, three boats go out. I'm sure we came back with over 100 fish on the tables, and we raised $3,975 for Mission 22. And for those of you not familiar with Mission 22, Mission 22 helps our veterans in the fight against veteran suicide. They're a very good organization. 100% of the proceeds goes directly to the veterans. So we are very we're very honored to be able to support Mission 22, along with the support that we received from the Home Builders Association, all in honor of our fallen hero, Sam Barbera.
And the Bayou Wild Show featuring Mission 22 and honoring Sam is airing this week for people that want to find out more details about it. It's a great program. It's a win-win-win for everybody, and thanks for putting that together, Mike. You do a great job. But now let's talk about how we caught those fish and how you guys caught them. Basically, we were using a drop shot with live shrimp. You and I fished a little bit of plastic, and that worked too. How did y'all catch the fish on the Mission 22 trip?
That's been our pattern so far this whole spring, the live shrimp on a drop shot. See if you can get the fish started. And if you are able to get them started, get some sort of a pattern put together, usually you can filter in some artificials, and it makes your shrimp last longer, makes a little less work on the captain baiting hooks.
Got it. Well, what you doing today, and unfortunately, what's going to happen tomorrow? Big change. Whatever you tell them today is going to be totally different tomorrow.
Right. I have my Texas group in. They were in yesterday, and they fished in Lake Pontchartrain and did the same things that we just spoke of. So today we're going to change it up a little bit and head to the Biloxi Marsh and see if we can put some redfish in the boat. There's going to be some boats up and down the bridges. Looks like plastic is going to be the way to go. I'm hearing there's no live shrimp at any of the local marinas. I would suggest that you fish shrimp imitations or pogie imitations as far as your plastic selections. Light colors, you know, white or glow worked for us. We use those lighter colors. And, you know, if you stick and move along the bridges, there's some nice trout out there. I don't know if you'll get into as good a bite as you do when you see when you're fishing with live shrimp, but like you said, we caught them on the plastics Monday. I caught them on plastics yesterday. So they're there, and they'll still hit the plastics. It just may take a little more work.
Mike, what happens when everybody's out of shrimp? Is it because there's one supplier, and when that supplier doesn't come through, none of the bait shops have bait? And in lieu of that, not having live bait, would a drop shot with dead shrimp be effective at all, or would you prefer people to throw the plastics?
Well, I don't have an excuse for why we don't have live shrimp. Normally, if we have three or four bad days of weather, on the fifth day, we don't have live shrimp. And that's just because the shrimpers haven't been able to get out and get the shrimp. We had pretty good weather all week. I don't know if they only caught enough to supply the marinas further down south around Empire, because our shrimp are generally coming from further down south around the Empire area. So I don't know why, but yesterday was a scramble to get some. The marinas ran out pretty early, and today they didn't have any at the local marinas. As far as the drop shot, fresh market bait would work on the drum, the sheephead, the redfish, and the flounder. So it's certainly not out of the question that you know, just have to stay home because there's no live bait. The plastics are more productive with the speckled trout, and on occasion you can catch speckled trout on some dead shrimp as well. Those freshwater catfish will eat the dead shrimp easily. So there's still plenty of options if you want to get out. Today's the day to do it because tomorrow is looking like it might be wet.
Absolutely. Great advice. Some really good tips, Mike. Have a safe trip across Lake Bourne. If somebody wants to find you, you're easy to find. My website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Mike's site, AAofLA.com. And give him that telephone number, Mike.
Telephone number, 985-781-7811.
All right. Tell the Texas boys hello and say goodbye to the Pennsylvania team, and we'll see you next week.
All righty. We hope to see the Pennsylvania team back soon, and we're going to see if we can catch some redfish.
All right. Go get them. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Brendan Bayard's next. He's got your paddler's report. Going to talk about Paddlepalooza after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, it's time for our Paddler's Report, and I do have an explanation about Camp Butch. Pretty interesting. I wonder if Brendan Bayard knows about it. Well, his reports are brought to you by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, along with their sponsor, Massey's Outfitters. Three locations serving you, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and Covington. You'll find some of the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. And also, you can check out their website for some unique products and accessories made especially for the paddlers. Also have demo days where you can try and ride before you buy. Go to MasseyOutfitters.com. You can also check them out on Facebook. Brendan Bayard joins us. And, Brendan, do you know anything about Camp Butch?
No, sir. Tell me about it.
Camp Butch is a rental in Grand Isle that they use when they're on the island. Notables that stay are Captain Bigfoot, who is Eric Mohamarak, Chris Holmes, I know you know him, Nurse Big John, Benny the Bean Counter from Florida, Vlad from Bama, Chef Lee from Jackson, and others who join on occasion. They've been together for kayak tournaments for years. Good food, good company, and good fish stories. That's quite a lineup.
I do run into those guys. I do run into those guys quite a bit, and I'm sure I'll see a lot of them next weekend at Paddlepalooza.
Yep, he says that's where all the heathens and savages stay when they fish the island. Well, Paddlepalooza, oldest running kayak event in the entire country, in the U.S. of A., and it's the biggest event. Tell us all about it. How's it work, and how do people get signed up if they want to participate?
You can go to our website, bckfc.org, and follow the links on the events section of the website to sign up for that. That's going to be next weekend down in Grand Isle. We'll have a captain's meeting on Friday night, followed by a weigh-in at Bridgeside Marina on the afternoon of Saturday. I think that's going to be from 3 to 4 or within an hour of that. It's our big slam tournament, so that means we have a weigh-in where you bring your fish. You'll have a flounder, a trout, and a slot redfish weighed in aggregate to give you your slam total, and you'll be compared to all the other guys that bring in fish, and the grand prize winner will take home a Hobie Outback. So we have some great prizes over there, as well as we have kids division, the women's division, seniors division, as well we have biggest redfish, biggest trout, spotted redfish, lots of opportunities to win something down there, and great goodie bags and lots of camaraderie.
What's the entry fee, and are there boundary limits?
I think the entry fee is $80, but don't quote me, because I think sometimes there's a late fee if you get within the last week of the event, just because they've already bought the supplies, and it's an incentive to get you in there early registered.
Right.
But the boundaries are going to be the entire Lafourche Parish plus, I guess, the tip of Jefferson Parish, which is Grand Isle. So you're allowed to fish basically all the way up from the old Basons, which is now called Gators, you know, down through Golden Meadow, Leeville, Fouchon, off the side of the road, anywhere in between that, and Grand Isle, each side of that.
Well, give us some tips for people that are fishing there, particularly if they want to find flounders, because that generally seems to be the kicker. You got to have that flounder to win it.
Yeah. Yeah, the flounder is definitely, you know, the one that is the hardest to catch. We've been having a lot of guys go down there the last few weeks and have caught quite a bit of flounder, you know. So we're all feeling pretty positive about the outcome of slams this week. We had, a lot of guys catching them on the backside of Grand Isle, along the bayous that are, between Fouchon and Grand Isle, the Thunder Bayou area, the area where the pits are in that marsh around there. And we've even had a few guys catching flounder along the edges of Catfish Lake. So I think I think there's a distribution of flounder far and wide. I think they came in. We started hearing reports of guys catching them in February or so when they were coming back in. And they've kind of dispersed a little bit, but they're still kind of, you know, congregated around the passes and in those bayous close to the beach.
Give me a prediction. What do you think total weight is going to take to win it? Flounder, trout, and a slot red.
I'm going to say 11 pounds, 3 ounces kind of thing. I think it's hard to put together the time and effort once you catch, let's say you start with a big trout, you settle on something that's maybe 19, 20 inches, that might take a while. You know, it's harder to catch a big trout nowadays than it used to be able to, you know, 5 years ago. And then finding a nice slot red. I mean, you got less and less places to fish for these redfish. More and more people know the honey holes. So every year it gets a little bit harder. And then flounder, it's always kind of a crapshoot. And I think if you put all those together, you know, you never know. Sometimes you'll see guys come in with something like 12 and a half pounds, mm-hmm. which is a really solid stringer. But starting with that redfish weight, if you can catch something in the 8 pound, 7 pound range, that's a really nice anchor to the rest of your fish. So I would definitely concentrate there.
Exactly. Yeah, given on the conditions, I would say somewhere between 10 and 12 pounds was going to take to win it. We will find out. And thank you for that report. And you'll be fishing it next week, correct?
Yeah, I'll be headed down there Thursday and getting a couple of practice days in, hanging out with some fellas. And my son and one of his friends are driving down, and they'll be doing their own thing. So this is Dad's moment to see if all the teaching has been absorbed.
There you go. Well, good luck to you and the kids, and hey, stay away from Camp Butch. Sounds like it could be a rough place.
I'll let everybody know. Thank you, Don.
All right, Brendan, have a good one. There he goes, Brendan Bayard. Next week we'll hear from old Captain Quinn. By the way, this is National Lookalike Day, and in honor of that, Eric Mahabarak, I tell you, he's a dead ringer for Captain Quint, the old sea captain from the movie Jaws. Check him out, his picture and Captain Quint. Sometimes you can't tell them apart. All right, we'll be back right after this. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. Picked out one of the most egregious cases of 14 people for alleged turkey hunting violations opening weekend in Louisiana. We picked the best for you, or the baddest. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, check in on our text board. We've got Justin heading to the camp in Grand Island to do some work. I wonder what is that Justin the duck hunter or one of our other Justins? You know, every time I hear the name Justin, it brings back memories of our friend Justin in Gentilly Wildlife Refuge, who passed on, and well, we sure miss his reports. He was a great guy, and we miss him. No more of a loyal listener than Justin in Gentilly. All right, we have, you got some more of these texts. This one says, looks like great minds are thinking alike. I see myself and Captain Eric Mahabarak will be simultaneously smoking pork butts in our respective locations. In my case, I'll use Uncle Larry's brown sugar dry rub over some pecan wood. Boy, that sounds great. Should be a great day. That's from our friend David, listening to us over in Alabama. Another Alabama listener says, I don't even hunt and barely fish, but I really enjoy listening to your show every week. What a wealth of knowledge you present. Thanks, that's Summerdale Tony. Well, I got to tell you, Summerdale Tony, it's not my knowledge solely. You hear all these great guides and professionals and marina operators we get on every week, and their total amount of knowledge is very vast, and we thank them for helping provide that to you. And by the way, I was in Summerdale this week. I passed through Summerdale pretty regular because I've got my cottage over there in Robertsdale, and I was passing through Summerdale. I shopped over there at Hood's recently and a couple other places. Great little town, Summerdale, Alabama. All right, when we pause for 10 seconds, that means when we come back, we're going to tell you about this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors. That story is next after our stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries enforcement agents were busy on the opening weekend of turkey season. They cited 14 people for alleged turkey hunting violations. Most were for baiting, including Tristan Landry, 25, of Clinton, Jacob Gauthier, 36, of Addis, an unnamed juvenile in East Feliciana Parish, Paul Farnham Jr., 59, of Lafayette, Russell Sullivan, 58, of Bossier City, Lloyd Dunn, 49, of Epps, Raymond Laborde II, 61, of Manny, Aaron Latalay, 31, of Lafayette, Darren McCann, 52, of Marksville, who along with John Hubbard, 37, of Farmerville, Robert Pitts, 68, of Homer, and Justin L. Brummett, 39, of Camden, Arkansas, were all cited for various license and tagging violations. But the opening weekend, baddest of the bad, is a Mississippi man for hunting turkeys without possessing a non-resident turkey license, hunting without possessing a basic hunting license, taking over the daily limit of turkeys. This greedy knucklehead killed four, taking over the seasonal limit of turkeys, hunting with an unplugged gun, criminal trespassing, and three counts of failing to tag turkeys in Washington Parish. Facing total fines and restitution in the amount of $7,918.11, plus 90 days in jail, is 41-year-old Donald Keller of Poplarville, Mississippi, today's Louisiana bad boy of the outdoors. Oh, yeah, the hits keep coming. We got another one for you next week. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to check in with Captain Ryan Lambert. He's down at the tip of the boot. Operates out of the Cajun Fishing Adventures and also Nolejase down in Mexico and many other points east and west. We'll find out where he is and what he's doing and how he can help you get on some fish right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man is Cajun Fishing Adventures proprietor, Captain Ryan Lambert. He joins us now. And Ryan, you know, I got a text in. Somebody says, a non-resident turkey license? How can you tell if the turkey is a non-resident? Well, I mean, just check his driver's license. Oh, wait, maybe he's talking about the feathered bird, not the non-feathered guy that killed
him. Ask him to talk to you, see if he's got an accent.
There you go. Hey, four turkeys. Why would somebody kill four turkeys illegally? What, are they hungry?
Ego.
Are they
hungry? It's ego, buddy. Ego. Oh, I want to brag about it. Man, I knocked down four of them, bro.
Man.
Well, it's all ego. All of the outlawing is just ego. They don't need it to eat. They don't want it to eat. They just want to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, it makes it easy to book them because, I mean, they almost all of them want to put it online, you know, show pictures, date, time, place, and make the case.
The ego gets in the way so bad that they got to brag online, and they get them every time. They will sit there and watch it constantly. Yeah.
The most effective tool for an enforcement agent these days is a PC or an iPhone. That's all you
need.
That's
right. That's it. A truck to go over there and get them with.
Yeah. Well, what you been doing this week?
Well, it's been a fabulous week fishing, but I'm watching a symphony in the yard today. I got a couple of hundred ducks about 15 feet from me, and the limpkins are screaming, and the hawks and crows. It's something this morning. I mean, it's loud.
All right, let me stop you there. Limpkin. Somebody's going to want to know what's a limpkin, so explain that to them. That's a newcomer.
A limpkin is a newcomer to our state. They've been around maybe a year now. I've only seen them for about 8 or 9 months, and they're here because of the invasive apple snail. They're moving with the snails, and they came to eat them, and they're doing such a great job. There's not a cypress knee in my lake that's got the pink eggs on it. And not only that, but they eat these freshwater clams, and they can break that open. They walk around the pond all day long. I got about six of them here now. In fact, I see one flying right there. And they go around eating those clams and apple snails. And I tell you what, it's a great thing because those snails are taking over.
Yeah, they make a weird sound, too.
They're loud. They scream bloody murder, boy. Yeah. I tell you
what. The first one I heard of, a guy by the name of Grady Galliano, who's a hunting manager at the island, he showed me a picture. And he says, you know what this bird is? I've been seeing them around here. And I researched, and sure enough, it was a limpkin, and they were showing up down there around the Zalmans. That was a couple years ago. But, boy, since then, like you say, they're coming after those apple snails.
Yeah, I literally was waiting for him, and one morning I woke up, and there he was. I took pictures, put it on that Facebook right there myself. So I was just so happy to see one because I need help, guys. I can't knock all these eggs down myself. But they have done a great job taking those snails out. I tell you what, Don, the fishing has been good, but right now it is off the chart. I'm talking about it is good. I don't know what the deal, but, man, the redfish, the trout, I mean, it's fun right now, real fun. Nice reds, too.
All on the east side or any west side action?
Both sides. Both sides. We're catching on both sides. But the redfish, you know, that's, the river's at 11 foot, and it just congregates them. And, I mean, they are nice. We're having a ball. Customers are having a ball. We're making some happy people right now.
Yeah, they're fishing them on that plastic, too, which makes you even happier, huh?
Them drowning shrimp, that's, you know that. Yeah, they drown some shrimp, but I'm gonna this flip flop right now is tied, but I'm gonna get right back after tomorrow. I just came home today and help Miss Carmen out with my little grandson. Boy, I caught a sockeye in the pond yesterday evening, and you know, he's one. He thought that was the best thing. He giggled and laughed. He was going crazy seeing that fish. Boy, I said, That's it. It's on now, buddy.
I tell you what, I don't know whether I'd rather come back as one of my daughter's pets or Ryan Lambert's grandson. That's got to be get treated very nicely. That boy's going to kind of – he don't know what he's in for, does he?
he's – I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't get enough. He sits here and feeds the ducks with me and laughs. He loves throwing that corn to him. He is a ball. He's an absolute ball.
Yeah.
Well, I'm doing a lot of conservation work. I'm gonna all CPRA and wildlife fishery. I'm gonna meet Miss Madison finally.
Oh, and, when's that gonna happen?
It's early May. I'm taking them all out, kind of teach them about restoration in the river and show them, because a lot of those guys are not from where the river is. They're from further west, and they don't know what the river can do. They've never seen it with their own eyes, so.
Well,
I
she's
can't
from
wait
the Dakotas. They don't have any marsh or
Dakota.
Erosion.
They got
really
a river there, just like the Madison or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got contacted by her press people, and she wants to come on the radio, and we're trying to work out a date and time to get her on there. Yeah, she's jumping in with both feet, that's for sure.
Oh, she is, that's for sure. I love it. I mean, she, and that's good. Get some good blood in there, some new blood, and hopefully we'll get some things done that I've been wanting to do. I want to move us into the 21st century with some more monitoring of the fish and, you know, some different techniques instead of throwing a gill net where we always threw it. You know, we got a database there, but we need a whole new paradigm on getting our studies on specs and reds and snappers and all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, she's also instituting like an upgrade of their infrastructure, you know, their equipment and all that, kind of assess it and update everything that they've been using and bring in some of the state-of-the-art equipment. So that's also a very good move. I'm kind of
that's what I want. That's what I want. We got to come out the Stone Age a little bit.
Well, if somebody wants to get you and go fishing and listen to the birds. In fact, I got somebody says, what's the name of the duck that eats the apple snails? I couldn't understand what Don said. It's not a duck. It's I guess it would be more like a crane family.
It looks like a crane. They're about 2.5 foot tall. They're pretty tall, and they're brown with some white speckles in them, and they got one heck of a beak that break them clams open, too.
Yeah, it's L-I-M-P-K-I-N, Limpkin.
Limpkin, correct.
Check it out. All right, Ryan, always good to keep the birds going, man. They add a lot of atmosphere to the show in the background. They're doing a good job.
Without a doubt, buddy. All right, buddy.
We'll see you next week. All righty, there he goes. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be joined by the executive director of the Mississippi Coastal Conservation Association, Mickey Lagasse. And if you've got a kid you want to get fishing and do it in a very affordable, I mean free way, and win some great prizes and have a lot of fun and learn about fishing, stay tuned. He's next right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I want to welcome in Mickey Lagasse, Executive Director, Mississippi Chapter of the Coastal Conservation Association, going to tell us all about the Junior Jubilee Kids Fishing Rodeo. Mickey, what a great idea. Tell us about the concept, what's involved, and how people can get their kids involved.
Mr. Don, we appreciate, first of all, your support of our organization. It's very important to have people like you that help us get the kids, you know, back in the water. But with that said, so along with the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources, the Coastal Conservation Association of Mississippi has decided to put on a 3-month-long fishing tournament for kids between the ages of 3 to 15. The only requirement is they fish south of I-10 in Mississippi waters. We're going to give about $40,000 in prizes away, and there's absolutely no cost to any of the participants. One of the great things about it is that our whole goal in this is to get kids off the phones, off the computers, and out fishing with families. And the easiest way to sign up is to go to our website, www.cca.ms, and just follow the instructions and go from there.
$40,000 in prizes, did you say?
Yes, sir. $40,000 in, wow, in actual first, second, and third prizes. We have three categories, ages 3 to 6, 7 to 11, and 11 to 15. So we're also giving three special prizes away for each angler that catches one of each of the 11 species of fish will be entered into a drawing for a big, big prize. And then we're given a, what we call the conservation award away. It's for everyone that sends in a video of them catching and releasing any fish on film. They will also go into a drawing for a big prize. You know, we want to know and help them understand how important it is that if you're not going to eat it, let it go. Release the fish. Let's catch it again another day.
That's a great message. Now, I see you got speckled trout, flounder, redfish, puppy drum, sheephead, white trout, croaker, and channel mullet. So shouldn't be difficult for some kid to catch at least one, if not all of those species, to enter into the rodeo. The registrations began on the 6th. It opens now. The first day of the rodeo fishing, when they can weigh their fish in, is going to be May 25th. How long does it run?
So it's going to end on the Monday of Labor Day. And the reason we did it this way is we realized that as both parents have to work these days, or so many single parents out there, that, you know, a family or child may not have a chance or opportunity if we have a one-day tournament. So by running it for 90 days virtually, and we'll have two weigh stations along the coast in each county, but definitely one in every city. And so if a child catches a fish on a Tuesday night and there's nowhere to weigh it, they can throw it in an ice chest, bring it to the nearest weigh station, and bring it in the next morning, and they can certify it. We've been very happy that a lot of the tackle shops and bait shops are participating. The Bay St. Louis Municipal Harbor, you know, Gordon Flow and Biloxi, just to name a few that are all getting on board. And it's really exciting that when they hear that we're doing this for kids and it's all going to be free, how much they're willing to help.
That's great. And it's Mississippi waters south of I-10, Hancock, Harrison, and Jackson counties. There's going to be multiple way stations. Now, I got to ask you this. Is this open to only residents of Mississippi? Because, you know, we got station to the east of you in Alabama, and, of course, we got all these people in Louisiana. Could their kids enter, or is it strictly for Mississippi?
No, anybody can enter. They will, you know, of course, need to be fishing in Mississippi waters and register in one of the weigh stations. But again, you know, the whole goal in this is, when I was a kid, my dad worked and my mom worked. So sometimes the only time we got to fish was in the afternoon, and we'd go to the seawall. So you don't need a boat. You can fish off the beach. You can fish off the seawall. You can fish off a municipal pier, or you can fish off of a boat, you know. The only caveat is you can only win one category. So if an angler is a real good fisherman, and let's say he places number one in three categories, about a week before the awards banquet, we're going to call him and say, hey, you won these three categories. What would you like to, which one would you like to win? And if they say, you know, redfish, we'll move the other groups up. So the idea is to give as many kids place prizes as they have earned.
Mickey, you're doing a fantastic job, and thank you so much for paying it forward. And again, it's cca.ms. It's easy enough, and then find the Junior Jubilee and get signed up. We'll be checking with you throughout the tournament, getting some updates. Thanks again, Mickey.
Thanks, Mr. Don. Appreciate you, buddy.
Mickey Lagasse, director for the Coastal Conservation Association. That's going to do it. You're invited again next week for another episode of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.